Hello everyone, it is the 22nd of September 2014, and it's sometime between 3:30 and 4:00 in the afternoon UK time. I don't know what time it is and I can't bother to check, to be honest with you. A bit of a ramble coming up. Some of you know I've been on holiday. I went on the 13th. To Spain. Well, I went on the early hours. I left my house on the 12th, and we went to Spain. Me, my mother, her husband, my uncle, and some family friends, and we stayed in a place called Torreblanca, which is not far from Torremolinos and Fuengirola. Anyway, to cut a long story short, we had a really nice time and the weather was really nice. We had lots of nice food and went to some nice places and we went on the beach and we did all your normal holiday things. The only problem was my mum had booked to this apartment for us and it had got sea views on the picture. When we got there, we arrived and we got off the plane and we went through the airport and then we got on train, which goes from the airport, by the way, to Torreblanca, which is really good, and it's only €2, so it's a lot cheaper than our train. So we got there and this woman, the apartment owner, who was an English lady called Val, gave my mum directions and said that it was within walking distance of the train station. We thought, great, you know, it's got sea views, it's going to be on front, it's going to be brilliant. She said, you have to go up a slight incline. Right, remember the word slight. So we set off and it wasn't a slight incline. The directions were wrong, so my mum ended up phoning this lady who looks after the apartment, and she lives in Spain. And this lady ended up coming to Torreblanca train station, picking a couple of us up, and the rest of us had to get in a taxi and follow on behind. And this woman said, I can't believe that the owner has told you that it's within walking distance. She says, you'd never find it. And we're like, well, where is it then? Anyway, we carried on driving. This apartment was on the side of a mountain in a residential complex. There was no shop near it, no bar, one restaurant, that were always closed. It wasn't a slight incline. I live in Sheffield and Sheffield's full of hills, right? I have never walked up an incline like that, a hill like that in my life. Combined with walking up it, and the heat, because it was really hot, even Spanish were saying that it were a heat wave. It was unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. So that is the only downside. The rest of the holiday was fine. I got back home on Saturday, the 20th. I got back home Saturday evening. And when I got back, Dominic came to pick me up. And somebody has smashed into the side of our car. Some dozy person was parked on a hill and didn't put their handbrake on. And it crashed. It rolled down the hill and crashed into the side of our car. So we've got all that to deal with now. Plus, I've had my benefit change form, how nice. So we've got to fill all that in. And I'm generally pissed off. Why does everything go wrong when you come back off holiday? I mean, the car thing is really annoying me, to be fair. That, you know, Dominic said he went outside and then he just saw a car with nobody in it. Like a ghost car. ghost driver. But he wanted this young lad came walking down. He's like, I'm really sorry. And he forgot to put his handbrake on, but I don't know. And then Dominic's been poorly. He's had cold and, oh, Johnny's got to have his operation on Thursday. And I just think, can somebody just send me back on holiday, please? And then I can come home again and everything will be fine. Anyway, I'll stop rambling now and leave you all in peace. Bye.